Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Tyler Babcock. Like I said, like Asher said, I'm at Vance here, just graduated pilot training, and was brought here, was recommended this church, was recommended Asher. I didn't realize about all the other drama, but recommended by Mark Dever from DC. So just like a little bit about my background. I'm from South Louisiana, and as such, grew up Catholic, raised in a Catholic family. My mom and dad were really, really good people, gave me a great moral bedrock foundation. And, you know, I went to Catholic school and, learned everything there was to learn through the Catholic catechism, was baptized, was confirmed, all the sacraments, the whole shebang, and never really read the Bible up until a couple of years ago, honestly, on my own. And just being in that environment, it's very, as you know, it's very, very traditional, a lot of practices, just having to do with the Catholic Mass, and never really got into the Word, never got really in touch with the Holy Spirit throughout my entire time while I was in there. And I would say I went to college at University of Alabama, did the normal college stuff, made a lot of really good friends, had a lot of fun, you know, never went off the rails too crazy because my parents raised me well, and thank God for that. And then summer of my senior year, biggest, most impactful event of my life, both my dad and my grandfather contracted COVID and subsequently died within 4 days of each other. And, you know, it was a month of just being neck deep in death and disease. Incredibly just, I was devastated, obviously. My mother was devastated. My family was dispersed across the country and trying to maintain distance from essentially contracting the disease. And my mom and I went through that pretty much alone, physically at least. I had great friends, great support, everything I could ask for to help me through that. And it was definitely the most devastating, most humbling thing I've ever experienced, being that immersed in just watching somebody die over the course of a month. And in the wake of all that, I was grief-stricken. I was completely just down to my bare bones, down to just completely the lowest I've ever been. And throughout that time, it was during the summer before my 5th year as a senior, the rest of that summer, I had a friend who was a youth pastor. I grew up playing basketball with him. He's a great friend. I'd always stayed in touch with him, but he really, really took a lot of time to sit down and help me through my grief, but like through reading the Bible. And he'd come over, stay over, you know, from 7 o'clock in the evening to 3 o'clock in the morning, we'd be reading the Bible. I got to ask him all the different questions, you know, and it started to really click for me just why the gospel is the one truth, and everything from Genesis all the way to Revelation, we kind of went over, and that, it clicked in my mind. I was like, this makes sense. This is for real. And so kept in touch with him. Went back to University of Alabama, and I kind of didn't really go head first into my faith. I didn't put it first. I'd say I had one foot in the world and another foot, you know, in the spirit. But still, I just didn't commit myself. I didn't go all the way in. And I was just kind of doing the same thing. My friend, he was encouraging me. He was saying, hey, like, dude, read the Bible, you know? And I'm like, oh, whatever, you know? It's like I didn't really follow up. So, still grieving, still completely devastated, still just, like, handling my grief, still praying, having a hard time. I ended up going to a jiu-jitsu gym in Tuscaloosa. It's called Cobra Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Started rolling around with the guys there. It's intense, yeah. And, like, everybody in the gym prior to starting the class would gather up, like, in the front of the gym and wait for everybody else in the class prior to get off. And one day I was just waiting there. The head instructor, Kurt Taylor is his name, I hear him talking to somebody else and saying something like Holy Spirit, this and that. And I'm like, hey, so like I started talking to him. And he said, stay after class, you know, I want to like talk to you a little bit more. And so after class, you know, everybody gets done, everybody leaves. It's just he and I, we sat down on the mats and told him everything I was going through, told him my journey up until that point, just everything that had impacted me and what I was wrestling with spiritually and just kind of what I was thinking. And he evangelized so effectively to me. I mean, he just, we sat there for two, 3 hours after class. He pulled out the book of John. He was talking to me about things I had never even heard of growing up in the Catholic Church. Like, you know, hey man, like not everybody's going to heaven. That was like news to me because no one really talked about hell or that being a real possibility. And as crazy as that sounds, I mean, I can honestly say that. And he laid it out. He was like, dude, like this is a big deal, you know? And he just going through all the different scripture about the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit and you know, what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I was like, man. So he pulled out after class. Well, after I was wrapping up to leave, he had a stack of Bibles, King James Version Bibles, under his desk. He's like, do you have a Bible? I said, no, sir. And he said, well, here. He's like, you got one now. So he gave me one. It's like the first Bible I'd ever been gifted. And I went in, and with the encouragement of my friend back home, he said, dude, like, get into it. I was like, okay. So I started reading the Bible. He said, start with the book of John. I said, okay. So I was reading three chapters a day. And throughout the whole time, I'm like, man, this is like speaking to me. This isn't just like words on a page. It's like gripping me. And so I got to John chapter 11. And within the context of what I was dealing with the death of my dad and my grandfather, I mean, it hit me. John chapter 11. This is, I'm reading from John 11, verse 22, or I'm sorry, verse 21. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had not been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he'll rise again on the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Oh my gosh, I read this chapter, those particular verses, and I felt a lightning bolt just hit me physically, like shaking, chills going all over my body, crying uncontrollably. It was a very, very, very real thing. I was like, wow. I was like, what is going on here? So like, I called my buddy back home and I said, hey man, like this just happened. He said, dude, he's like, that's the Holy Spirit working in you, dude. Like that's what it is. And at that point, it became real. It became real for me. Like the Holy Spirit, all this stuff. I'm like, this is like a literal thing, like spiritual and physical reality that I'm experiencing. And so I kept reading the Bible throughout that whole year, just riding that spiritual high. Saw the world completely differently, just like completely new eyes to see and you know, a heart to receive the truth, and just looking at the world around me. And after that, graduated, moved to DC. Well, whenever I moved to DC, I didn't go to church for probably a year, and that's another thing. It's just like I was just drifting throughout that time. Again, not going off the rails or anything, but just like not despite that experience that I'd been through, not going head first into like, okay, I'm committing my whole life to this. And so just one random day, I decided to drive out to the National Mall, and I was in my truck. Sitting in my truck before I got out and started walking around, I was praying, just specific prayers like, Lord, show me the way on this, show me, you know, what I need to do here. Like, what is it that you have planned for me? Like, what is it that you want me to do? And how should I think about this and that? Well, I get out of my truck and I'm walking around DC, around the mall, and I get to the Lafayette Square right in front of the White House. Well, I don't know if any of y'all have been there, or if you know what I'm talking about, but there's a lot of really crazy, really in your face type people out there. Megaphones screaming in your face, like, repent now, all you know, and I've been approached by some pretty crazy people in my time there up until that point. But I was just walking around, just trying to get some air. This random guy just walks right up to me. Normal looking dude, 50 some odd years old, t-shirt, blue jeans, and a pair of New Balances, you know, it was just came right up to me. He was like, hey man, you have some time to talk about the gospel? I was like, absolutely. I said, you out here preaching? And he said, yeah, man, I'm always preaching. I said, yeah, I'm here to listen. So he just engaged me with conversation, and I kind of led at first the conversation. I was like, yeah, this is what my story is up until this point, you know, in my walk, and just talking about the different ways I'm seeing the world and just, you know, the things I'm thinking about in line with my faith and all this stuff. Well, he was so good with the Bible, points to all these different scriptures, all of these, everything just completely relevant to me. And the craziest thing was all the prayers I was praying in my truck, he explicitly, specifically answered in doing that. I was like, this is not a coincidence. So he said, hey man, do you have a church here? I said, no, sorry, I haven't been to church in a long time. And he said, go to Capitol Hill Baptist Church. I said, okay. So I got his contact, still talk to him. I talk to him this weekend. I talk to him all the time. But he said, go to Capitol Hill Baptist Church, you know, and he said, I've heard that's a really good spot. I said, okay. So again, just didn't go for a couple of months. Well, he kept pressing me. He was like, dude, go. I was like, okay. So one weekend I went there, and it was in the middle of kind of Christmas. Everything was decorated really nice, garland and wreaths and everything. And Bobby Jameson, who I believe you said you went to seminary with him, he was preaching the book of Revelation at that time. So I slipped in. I kind of just got in, didn't really talk to anybody, went and sat down, and I could tell I got there a little bit late, so I didn't get the whole sermon, but what I did hear, it was like, man, this guy's fiery about this stuff. Sermon wraps up, service wraps up, I'm walking around, met a few people there, and walking out, I met this, I said, hey, there's a guy greeting at the front door, and he said, hey, man, what are you doing in D.C.? I said, I just moved here to work for, you know, I was working for the government at the time. I said, I'm trying to get into military aviation. And he said, oh, man, he's like, yeah, let me give you my contact. And so maybe I can help you out or something, you know. And gave me his contact. Well, that man that I met that day turned out to be, he's a retired 2-star general. I mean, he mentored me in the military, and he grew my faith, exponentially, mentored me in the military and, you know, really helped me out getting here. And I just thought that was a crazy thing, you know, in line with my faith, going seeking the Lord. Next sermon I go to, I'm sorry, not the next sermon. Several sermons later in that Revelation series, Bobby Jameson, who I gotta say, no offense, is one of the most gifted preachers I've ever heard in my life. He just preached, it was Revelation chapter 6, and I'll just never forget. He said, you know, he said the invitation to follow Christ is free and it's open to you right now. And he said, but that's not always going to be the case. He said, like, one day there will be some serious consequences, eternally serious consequences for not accepting that. And he said, it's not going to be a good day. And I said, man, that sounds like me. Like, up until this point, like, I knew God was just reeling me in. And I never just said, hey, this is the only thing that matters to me. And so after that sermon, I made the decision to be baptized in that church. And so I got baptized in Capitol Hill Baptist Church last July. And just seeing the fruits of the Spirit just grow in me and just, like, just it's been the most incredible thing and the most worthwhile thing in my life. So it's my testimony. I appreciate y'all listening to it, and yeah.